chasing. All right, you ready? All right, let's begin. Okay. All right, let's we got to make a few points, and then we got to go weiter in the sugya. Make a few points from the last sugya, and then we'll go weiter. Okay? The Gemara on Zion and Mabez, running on the Chesem and Aleph, Rava broke the equation of Reb Zeir of Atzitz Naku, how it plugged into the Machloikis Rebut in the Rabbonim. Okay? Reb Zeir's equation was that if you have an Atzitz Naku al Gabi Yesedos, according to Reb Yehuda, are you chayiv in Chumas and Meisters, or are you not chayiv in Chumas and Meisters? So what do you say? According to Reb Yehuda Ron, we said it has to be what? What did Reb Yehuda say about the boat? It has to be Gosheshes, right? So the Atzitz Nakav is not what? Gosheshes. It's suspended in midair. So according to Reb Yehuda, it wouldn't be chayiv in Chumas and Meisters. According to the Rabbanon, just like it goes through the water, it would go through the air. That was Reb Zeir's perfect equation between Reb Yehuda and Rabbanon and Atzitz Nakav of Munach Agabi Yesedis. So how did Rava break it up? How did Rava break it up? Yitzi, well, how did Rava break it up? Rava said that Reb Yehuda would say only by a boat that what? Remember, Asuya what? Livroa. A boat moves around, so Reb Yehuda says it's got to touch, because the fact the boat moves around. But it could be by Atzitz Nakuv, which is stationary. Maybe Reb Yehuda would agree that what? You'd be chayv Trumas and Meisers. Yes? Oh. So let me ask you the following question. That line of Asui Livroach and not Asui Livroach, does that fit in better with Rashi's approach that it's Mechubar or Talish? Or does that fit in better with Yanika, the Ritvin Meiri? What would you say? What do you think? What'd you say? Mechubar. Excellent. Who said that? Chaim? Very good. What does that make a difference whether it's moving or not? What should it make a difference, Lamaisa? In other words, according to Rashi, the machlokas is whether it's munich ba'ara. So you could say, Lamaisa, something that's moving, Lamaisa, maybe is not considered to be mechubar, right? That notion of asui livroach fits in Rashi that it's not mechubar. But if you say that something's totally in yinike, what should make a difference? Who cares whether it's moving? It's still getting unique or it's not getting unique, no? So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, you see from his line of the Gemara, again, this is, we have to collect, remember we said we try to collect all the different times that Mechubra and Talish comes up, but the bottom line says, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, this fits much better. Who's Shita? Shita of Rashi, whether something's Mechubra or Talish. Because the notion that it's a Mavriach tells me it's not Mechubra, right? If it's moving all around, it's not Mechubra. But if it's totally unique, who cares? Even something that moves still can get unique. Yeah? Okay. Now, the next point on this I want to mention. Let me ask you, what happens if the boat doesn't move? I don't know. Let's say you have a tugboat, or you have one of these, what are those boats, the big boats? The barges, and they move like 1 mile an hour. Let's say the boat doesn't move. Somehow it's like a big buoy. What would be the din by a boat that doesn't move? What would you say the din would be? Would you say that the Gemara is saying that at least it has the potential to move? Or do you say, no, practically it has to move? How would you interpret the top two words on Chesem Naf? Asuya Livroach. This Shaila was asked by the Dvar Avram, the Kovna Rav, who gave Smicha to the Rav. Okay, when the Rav came over from Europe, the Kovna Rav wrote him one line, Smicha, he says you can paskin and call Torah Kula. So the Dvar Avram writes, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Does the boat literally have to move? Or no, even if it's stationary? That was the Dvar Avram's Chakir and Chelik Aleph. This was a suffix, Chelik Aleph Simen Chafei, in the Dvar Avram, Osvav. So someone tell me what you think you'd say based on the top Rashi. The top Rashi, Adam, read the top Rashi there in Chesem et Aleph. What does Rashi say? Asuya Livroach, go ahead. Oh, what does that mean? What do you think Rashi's saying? Rashi says that what? It's got to be moving every second. Excellent. Very good, Josh. Let's get down. It's mashma from Rashi that in order to break the equation, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only reason why the boat has to touch is because it's always moving. But if the boat would be stationary, then maybe it would run up through the water. Only when it's actually moving. Rashi says, Kol Shah. And there is Yerushalmi that says exactly like this, like the Tzad Sheni, like we said, that it literally always must be moving. In order for what? In order for you to make this line of the Gemara. Now, according to the Ritva, the Ritva said, what is it always Tolian according to the Ritva? What do we say the Ritva and Miri says? Tolian what? Yanika, all the time, Yanika. So if it's Tolian Yanika, how would you read this Gemara? What would you say? When it moves, what? What would you say? When it moves, it's not getting nourishment. If it stands still, then you'd be chayv and meiser. There's, you could even fit the Ritva in according to this. When it's moving, it's not getting any nourishment. When it stays still, then it gets what? Then it gets nourishment. So you could read this Gemara, Lamaisa, also maybe according to the Ritva as well. But there's a difficulty. What's the difficulty? The difficulty is I gave you a few days ago, the Mishnah says in Meseches Kilayim, in Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah says that if I take an atzitz nakuv and I put it over a vineyard, and if it grows 200, it's usher mishum kilayim. Meaning, we know that kilayi kerem is you're not allowed to mix grapes with wheat. Let's say I take a flower pot that has a wheat in it, wheat plant, and I pass it over a vineyard. So the Gemara says if it grows 200th, then you're over an Isser of Kilayi Kerem, you can't eat that wheat. When I move the flower pot over the vineyard, if it grows 200, I'm over an Isser. So what do you see from that? You see that even when it what moves, you get what? You get nourishment. So that's difficult. So according to Rashi, even though it gets nourishment, what would you say? What's Rashi Shita throughout the whole sugya? It's still not mechubar. Even though you're moving it and it's getting nourishment, still not mechubar, according to Rashi. But Lefi the Ritva, you see that even when it moves, it gets nourishment. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says the boat is asui livrach, it's always moving, so it gets no nourishment. We just point out a Mishnah Kilayim that says even when you move the thing, it gets nourishment. How do you deal with the Mishnah Kilayim? So the answer might be is that when you move the thing, it might be only this is the Rabbanan of Kilayi Kerem. When you put it down on the vineyard, then it's an Issa D'Oraisa of Kilayi Kerem. But when you're moving the thing, it's only what we would call an Issa D'Rabbanan. And we're dealing with here on a topic that's what? Topic that's considered to be Midiraisa. So the Mishnah says, Beferish, only when you put it down will it be Kilayi Kerem Midiraisa. When you move it, it's only Issa D'Rabbanan. So that's the Chiddush. That's the first Mahalach I want to point out here regarding this Gemara. We didn't mention the Pshat in the Gemara. So please get these points. Number one, what does it mean? The line of the Gemara, does it fit better according to Rashi or the Ritva? It fits better according to Rashi. That it's what? That it's Mechubar because it's moving, it's no longer Mechubar. According to the Ritva, it's a little bit more difficult because as we're saying, doesn't it get nourishment while it moves? So we're saying at a level of D'Oraisa, it does not. Okay, that's the first point. Second point is, does it literally have to move or just the potential to move? So the Dvar Avraham wanted to quote a raya from Rashi, a diuk in Rashi that always has to move. Always has to move. And the truth of the matter is, the Yushalmi's mashma like that as well. According to the Ritva, what's the pshat? According to the Ritva, you're going to have to say, while it moves, it gets no unique. But when it stays still, it gets unique. It's against the Mishnah Kilayim. That's the third point. The answer is, when it moves, it only becomes an Issa D'Rabbana of unique. When they make it stationary, then it's D'Oraisa. Here you'd have to say we're talking on a level D'Oraisa of Trumas and Meisers. Okay. That's the first Malach I wanted to mention. Okay, secondly, Rabbeinu Peter, we had in the Tosos, is probably Rabbeinu Peter. He was probably in England. When Rabbeinu Peter asked the question, Tosos had, Rabbeinu Peter said, in England, are we chayv and trumas and meisers? According to Rabbi Yehuda, we had all of Eretz Yisrael going all the way to the Atlantic. So maybe they didn't have the map exactly, but the bottom line is that he was asking this Shiloh. So I saw that maybe Rabbeinu Peter might have lived in southern Italy or Greece. The truth is, I don't know if that helps us, because if you look on a map, I think southern Italy and Greece is still above that box that Reb Yehuda drew, you know, from Eretz Yisrael. Still, it's up there, I think. But I saw that it's possible that Rabbeinu Peter was from what? Was from southern Italy or Greece, and therefore the Shiloh might have been more palatable. But the truth is, on the map, it's still above. Okay? That's an interesting point that we should just mention. And also, the third point I want to mention is as follows, and that is, there's a Rashi that the Maram Shif is bothered by. If you noticed, throughout that sugya we did yesterday, the Rashi made the following comment. What did Rashi say? Rashi said that, why are the islands so key? Why are the islands so key? What did Rashi say towards the bottom? Yeah, go ahead, Yossi, that what? Why are the islands mentioned? If according to Reb Yehuda, this is Eretz Yisrael, but really this is all Eretz Yisrael too. Why only the islands? Also the water is what? Is Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Gemara pick on the islands? So what did Rashi say? Because why are the islands more practical of a Shiloh? Because you plant on them. Very good. Rashi says you plant on the islands. You see the Rashi? Three lines before it gets wide. He says, V'nus in the middle. V'nusin diktanim nishurichorshin v'zorin bohem. The reason why the islands are mentioned is because you plow and you plant on them. They're chayv and trumas and maisers. So granted what? All of this is Eretz Yisrael according to Reb Yehuda. But the Gemara hones in on the islands of Tosefta because you can plant on them, you'll be chayv and trumas and maisers. The Maram Shif asks, why does Rashi wait now to say that within who? Reb Yehuda. He could have said it also Lefi who? Lefi the Rabbanon. Reb Yehuda holds all the Eretz Yisrael is going this way. And as we said, the Rabbanon say it's going what? This way. Eretz Yisrael, this is Eretz Yisrael. There's also islands here. Why doesn't he point it out earlier in the whole sugya? Why does he wait to say it within Reb Yehuda? Samaram Shif asks a very strong kasha. Oh. So let's just say over his first teretz, and the first teretz of the Maram Shif is as follows. Very interesting. In the previous sugya, what did Reb Yehuda require? And we stressed this when we did the Gemara yesterday. Reb Yehuda required Gosheshes. Very good, Yossi. It always has to touch. Over here, what does Reb Yehuda say? Reb Yehuda says, is the water Eretz Yisrael? Reb Yehuda is the one who's more what? Makel over here, right? He says the water is even Eretz Yisrael. The water, the islands, it's all Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he was bothered by, why did the Gemara mention islands? Because the water, just as much as what is the islands, is Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Chiddush that is the Gemara is telling us in this daf, different than the previous Amud. The previous Amud, Reb Yehuda was more machmir, you needed it to touch. Rav Nachman turned everything about face and said, no, Reb Yehuda says everything's Eretz Yisrael. The water, the islands. So then why does the Gemara pick on islands then? The Gemara picks on islands to tell me because you can plant on islands. That's all Rashi says. But Lefi the Rabbanon, and this is the Chiddush that he wants to say, Lefi the Rabbanon, there's no Shiloh. Because according to the Rabbanon, it didn't make a difference. The Rabbanon on Zion what? The Rabbanon on Zion and Mabez said what? That its Sfin is Eretz Yisrael even if it doesn't touch, right? So the water is Eretz Yisrael in the previous Amud. And in this Amud, what comes out, Lamaisa? What comes out according to what in this Amud according to the Rabbanon? According to the Rabbanon, if you bring a boat from here, it's Chutzlarts, right? It's all Chutzlarts. Everything's Chutzlarts. So Lefi the Rabbanon, it was not, it's no Chiddush Lamaisa. The Rabbanon, even if the boat wasn't touching, the water was Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't make a difference, Lamaisa. According to Reb Yehuda, the Chiddush is that everything is turned around, everything becomes what? Eretz Yisrael. Both the water and the islands. So why do you have to pick on the islands? So Rashi answers, because why? Because you can plant on the earth. That's the Chiddush that you wanted to suggest. Chiddush in Rashi. Okay. Fine. Very good. Let's go weiter now. Let's see the next Gemara. Okay. Reb Meir Omer Akko Keret Sova Chule. Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay? Seth, go ahead. Read the Gemara. Go ahead. Reb Meir Omer. So what's the Shiloh? If you sell your Evet Kanani to Tzuria, is it like selling the Chutzlarts or not? Oh. Now, first of all, let's define what an Evet Kanani is. What's an Evet Kanani? An Evet Kanani is a non-Jewish man that's bought off the slave market, and he's given Mila, and he's given Tefillah, must go to Mikveh, and the Rambam writes he becomes a half-Jew. Becomes a half-Jew. That's what the Rambam writes. And when the master would free him, and he wants to become a full-fledged Jew, he's got to go to the mikvah a second time, midyaraisa. Tevila shnia is a chiyuv midyaraisa. To be mashlim is kedushas Yisrael. To complete the fact that he's Jewish, because he was only half-Jewish. The Nemukah Yosef in Sanhedrin, I'm sorry, Nevamos, argues and says that going to the mikvah a second time is only a chiyuv midyarabanan. The Nemukah Yosef seems to say he's like a full-fledged Jew almost as an Evet Kanani. He's just missing a little bit, middle upon him. So you got to go to mikvah a second time. But this is the definition of an Evet Kanani. That's the definition of an Evet Kanani. He's bought off the slave market, he's given Mila and Tvila. And the truth of the matter is lacking Kedushas Yisrael halfway. Okay? Halfway. That's the Kiddush. Now the truth is, how many mitzvahs are an Evet Kanani chayiv in? He's chayiv in all the same mitzvahs as a Jewish woman. All the lavin in the Torah, and all what? All the mitzvahs essay shelo bizman grama. Shelo bizman grama. And even more lavin than the woman, right? Remember, what are the three lavin we said that a woman is pater from? What are the three lavin we said a mutter is pater from? Go ahead and know Mishnah Kedushin. Baal Takif. Right, Baal Tashnus and Baal Tatam Lemesim. Remember we added on a fourth one? What was the fourth one we added on? There was a fourth one. That does an Israel have to be afraid to go out to what? To battle. Right, very good. And women don't go out to the front line, so they don't have this lav. And then we added on a fifth one, the Minchas Kunsan. Maybe Alo Yireh Panai Reikam. You can't appear in the Beis HaMikdash empty-handed. So there might be two other lav and more than in the Mishnah. Okay? Oh. So the din is that a woman, is a woman fully Jewish? Of course she is. And Evet Kanani has the same amount of mitzvahs, but he's not fully Jewish. That's very, very interesting. Okay? Let me ask you, when an Evet Kanani would put on tefillin, would he say the bracha? Vashir kitshan, tefillin? What would you say? So Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal wanted to say it's a machloikis, the Rambam and Tosfos. There's a Tosfos here, in Gittin, in our Masechta, on Daf Mem, that actually has a whole discussion whether you say a brach on the tefillin or not. Okay? Take a look at Daf Mem and Alf real quick, the second Taisis on the Omid. Kishirabo hiniach lo tefillin, lo mishum de lo ma'avit le'isur de varach alayin. Vika brach alavatala. Da sukkah lula v'shover kam mitzvah zeh shenoshim v'varachos. Ola mishum de enavadim regilim b'tefillin. Bilav de shachar lo v'emanach le. It's a big shiloh. Would an Evet Kanani say a brach on tefillin? He says, Asher kidishanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. Would he say or not? According to the Rambam, he doesn't have full-fledged Kedushas Yisrael. So he wouldn't say. Poshup shot. Tosfos has a whole discussion here. Maybe he would say. That's a very interesting discussion as to what the status of an Evet Kanani is. Okay? What is the status of an Evet Kanani? But the truth of the matter is that, well, let's stick with the Rambam Shita that he's considered to be a half-Jew. And the halacha is that there's an isser to ever free him. Li'olam behem tavodim. Okay? There's an isser essay to free him. You can never free him. Isser essay. What's an isser essay? Where the Torah formulates an isser in a positive way. You must keep your Evet Kanani always in a state of servitude. But it's an isser. Torah doesn't say don't free him. Torah says keep him in a state of certitude. It's very important. That's a classical isseresse. Li'olam ben tamod. Okay? Now, there are exceptions to the rule. Remember the Gemara we discussed it last year in Brachas. What's the exception to the rule? This famous story in Brachas. What'd you say? Okay, but for the minion, right? You're right, Zach, but also what Yossi's saying. The whole Gemara, we did a whole halach on that. How could you free a slave from blessing? He needed a minion. Gemara says, L'tzorich mitzvah. But then the Gemara asks what? Mitzvah bo ba'aveir. And then what does the Gemara answer? Mitzvah the what? The rabbin. Very good. Mitzvah the rabbin, trump mitzvah bo ba'aveir. Okay? All right. So the shayla at hand, Seth, is here what? You sell your evet kanani to Surya? Is it like selling to chutzlarts or no? What's the problem? So what, Seth? Let's say it's chutzlarts. Big deal. What's the din? Why is that so bad? What do you say? Take a look at Rashi. You got it, Seth? Rashi there? Go ahead. Kimocher b'chutzlarts. Read the Rashi there. Right? That's the premise of the Gemara. You got to ask yourself, what's so bad if you sell in the chutzlarts? Go ahead. Kimocher b'chutzlarts. Yeah, go ahead. Excellent. Let's get the din down. Anyone who buys an Evet Kanani, from Eretz Yisrael, and he lives in Chutz Lartz, we fine him. You must immediately free the man. You as the buyer must immediately free the Evet Kanani, and you lose your money. Doesn't seem fair, does it? Gemara says, what do I mean it doesn't seem fair? Why do you nail the buyer and let the seller get off the hook? Gemara asks that kasha later on in Mem Gimel Beis. You know what the Gemara answers? You can't have a deal unless you have a buyer. Right? The seller can scream from today until tomorrow. Unless someone's going to buy him, it's not going to be a problem. Right? So we fine him, and he's goes free, and the buyer loses his money. Now the question we have to ask is, why does he go free? Why does he go free? So Seth, what do you think Rashi's driving at here? You tell me that what? What is he doing so bad to the Evet Kanani? He's making him what? Not fulfill, very good, the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. Very excellent. Mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. Oh. There is a mitzvah, according to many shittas, which we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so this is why Rashi says we find the buyer. Now, I want to suggest here now a chiddush, that according to Rashi, not only are men mechuyev to live in Eretz Yisrael, but also women and avodim are mechuyev to live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Shayach la'anoshim, Rashi, v'noshim, v'avodim. When I say avodim here, we're talking about an Evet Kanani. We're not talking about Evet Ivri. Evet Ivri is a Jewish man, full-fledged. So Rashi clearly is writing, the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz applies to both women, avodim, and men. And the Ran writes this explicitly in the end of Maseches Ksubis. Let's get it. That both women and avodim are mechuyev to live in Eretz Yisrael. This is quite interesting because there is a Beis HaLevi that writes, the Rav's great-grandfather, right? We did the whole shtickle there from the Rav's father, but the Beis HaLevi was the Rav's great-grandfather, Reb Chaim's father, where the Beis HaLevi postulates that women do not have a chiv to live in Eretz Yisrael. Avodim do not have a chiv. What's that based on? What would you say? What would be the svara why women would be Potter from living in Eretz Yisrael? Why would you suggest such a thing? Go ahead, Mark. Because why? Oh, very good. In other words, what does it say in the Chumash? V'yashavta bo v'horashtem. Meaning they have to conquer. And what does the Gemara say in Kedushin Daf Beis Amud Beis? Puruvu v'kivshua. Men are mechuyev in puruvu, women are not, because they don't have the derech to be kovesh. So Beis HaLevi is a chiddush. The Beis HaLevi is a big chiddush. Chelik Beis Sof Simen Nun. where he points out this chiddush, and it's based on the Ramban that I wanted you to see, Al HaTorah. The Ramban Al HaTorah writes in Parshas Maaseh, he writes Beferish, that Yishuv Aretz is dependent on Kibush Aretz. Okay? We have that chiddush. The Ramban in Parshas Maaseh says this chiddush. So the Beis Halevi is a very, very big chiddush. I mean, the Ramban, you don't necessarily have to treat the Ramban saying that mamish literally. I mean, the poshup shot of the Mishnah is if you have a couple that's married, in Ksubis it says, and one of them wants to make aliyah, the man wants to, the woman doesn't, he can divorce her, he doesn't have to pay the Ksuba. Let's say she wants to make aliyah and he doesn't want to. He has to divorce her and he must pay the Ksuba. So the simplest reading of the Mishnah is that there's a chiyuv both on the man and the woman. So the Beis Halevi is a tremendous chiddush to say that it's part of milchama. The Ramban was saying, okay, it's part of conquering, but it's not like milchama. But Mark, you say a very good svar, okay? So let's get down that Rashi Seth is definitely assuming that an Eved Kenani is mechuyev in Yishuv Aretz, women as well, as men as well, and the Ran says like this in the Nexubis, and that's against the Beis Halevi that utilizes that Ramban. Okay, now, Lemaisa, what we must talk about now is in general the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. Is it a mitzvah or is it not? So the Ramban there writes, that you better believe that the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz is a mitzvah. In fact, the Ramban writes it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's obligatory. After shir, we should back our back, after mincha, we should back our backs and make aliyah. That's what the Ramban writes. The Ramban writes, he quotes the famous medrash, that Yishuv Aretz is shkula keneged kol mitzvahs. Then he quotes an unbelievable sifri, amazing sifri. Siyun lach siyunin. Amazing sifri. You know what the sifri says? All the mitzvahs we do in Chutz La'aretz, we put on tefillin this morning, it's just practice that we should do them right in Eretz Yisrael. That's an amazing statement. Siyun lach siyunin means these are signs. These are guiding lights. We should do mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz, so we should do them right in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes that regarding all the nations of the world, Hashem appoints a sar, a malach. But when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, he bechvodo uba'atzmoy. Of course, watches every little detail. Granted, everywhere in the world he does. But he appoints a sar on all the other nations. In Eretz Yisrael, bechvodo uba'atzmoy does. Ramban has many, many places where he writes like this. And the fellows that learn in Shalbim, Rav Libor Shlita, as many may give shmini shiurim when I was in Shalbim, about this Ramban. Many places scattered over his parish in Chumash. And he says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Mitzvahs Essay Dalit, he writes, it's a chiyuv, chiyuv, chiyuv. This is the Ramban sheet. Okay. That's the Ramban sheet. Now, there is a second sheet, which is Rav Moshe Zatzal. Rav Moshe Zatzal in the Tshuvas points out the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah kiyumis. What do we mean by a mitzvah kiyumis? It means it's a situational mitzvah. You do not have to pack your bags and make aliyah. If you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you get points in Shemayim, you get a mitzvah. It's like tzitzis. You're not mechuyev to wear a four-cornered garment, but if you do, you must put on tzitzio. Now Hashem, the Gemara gets angry in Menachos, be'inid deritcha, God forbid. When Hashem's upset, he punishes a guy that doesn't put himself in obligation of wearing tzitzis. But strictly speaking, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. The same thing Reb Moshe's medan, the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz, to the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's the second sheet. And the third sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam does not list the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz at all in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which would seem to indicate, says the Megillas Esther, that it is not a what? That it is not a mitzvah. Okay? Would seem to indicate that it is not a mitzvah. Because he omitted it. The omission of the Rambam. Lo Moneh. So I want you to get down, according to the Megillas Esther, who's a parish on the side of the page, that's an indicator that it's not a mitzvah. However, I want you to get this. The Avnezer writes in the Chuvas, of course not. The Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah. Aye, why did the Rambam omit it? Because the Rambam is a klal in the Sefer Mitzvahs that if he already has mitzvahs listed and there's no necessity to list another mitzvah explicitly. For example, what other mitzvahs does he mention? Trumas and Maisris. Can you do Trumas and Maisris unless you're living in Eretz Yisrael? Trumas and Maisris requires the premise to be living there. So he didn't need a requirement to specifically mention it. So the Avnezer writes the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah. So that's why I'm just going to write the Rambam Lomoda. But get down, Megillas Esther says, the fact he didn't count it shows that he doesn't hold it's a mitzvah. The Avnezer says, no way, on the contrary, it is a mitzvah. Just there was no need for him to mention it. It's quoted, I heard this, I didn't see it inside ever, in the name of Cook sets out. They say in the name of Cook that living in Eretz Yisrael is so axiomatic to Yahadus, there is no requirement for the Rambam to mention it specifically. But of course the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah. And the truth is, Rav Avadya Shlitit holds in the Echavet Das that the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka does discuss the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael, actually in our sugya. So bring that on Sunday, I'll try to track it down and give you the exact Mar Makom. But actually, he quotes the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka, does approach it as being a mitzvah. Rav Avadya writes, the Rambam holds it is a mitzvah. The way he actually treats our sugya, which Blinetta will see on Sunday. Okay? It's a little bit strange that Rav Kook's line, because, I mean, it's hard to imagine that Yishuv Haaretz is more axiomatic than Emunah B'Tochon in Hashem. Emunah B'Tochon he lists explicitly. Okay? But nonetheless, this is what is quoted in the name of Rav Kook's Tzatzal. Okay? So we have a big dispute on what the Rambam holds. But it's interesting to me. I'll tell you the following. If you look in Rashi and Chumash on the pasuk of Yeshavtem v'horashtem bo, which is that pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, in Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Nun Gimel, Rashi says that it is a promise. Rashi says that it is a promise. It says v'yeshavtem bo, not that it is a mandate or an imperative that we as Jews have to live in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says Hashem is promising we're going to get there. So is it possible to say that Rashi holds it's not a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? Is it possible to say that Rashi holds it's not a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael? Maybe. If that's the case, Seth, that Rashi ala Torah holds it's not a mitzvah, so how do you learn the Rashi you read? How would you say it? How would you say it? We interpreted the Rashi as being that there's a mitzvah to live there. But if you claim that Rashi holds it, there's no mitzvah, so what's pshat in Rashi? So what I think you have to say is that what? Is that maybe there's no mitzvah, but there's still an issur to leave. There's a separate issur of leaving Eretz Yisrael. And that's an aveira. And you're not allowed to assist the guy to do that. So despite the fact that it's what? That it's usher to what? Despite the fact there's no mitzvah to live there, but it's still probably usher to leave. And there's a special gemara in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Yud Gimel, we saw it last semester in Gittin, on Daf Ayin Aleph, that it's usher latzeitz Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbanan accompanied the Rabbanan Babel to the border. It was Menashe Kipit Akko, right? So that might be a way to read the Rashi, perhaps. Okay? What'd you say, Josh? Yeah, Rashi says Beferish. I just thought the Pashup Shah you could say in Rashi is that the reason why it's usher to leave is because it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? I'm just saying if you look at Rashi ala Torah and combine the two, that there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, so why is there an isser to Lutzis? That we have to ask ourselves, which we're going to get to now. Okay? You hear what I'm saying, Seth? You could say there's no mitzvah to live there, but it's still usher to leave. Okay, one sec, Mark. So why would it be usher to leave? So let's get this. We had Toysen Daf Beis, Amud Aleph, Dibur Masko Ashkelon, the big Tosos. Why did Tosos say there it's usher to sell an Eved to Chutz Laretz? What did he say? Because there's no Talmidei Chachamim there, and they might be what? Chayshimin? Shewat?
Yitna. What does yitna mean? Defiled.
We're afraid they're going to be defiled. So that might be one reason. Chutz Lartz, there weren't many Talmidei Chachamim in Chutz Lartz at that time. You sell in Evakani, he's going to keep you in a bad environment. Terrible for his ruchnius. That's what Tosis says. The Tosis Rid I gave you on Mem Gimel and Beis is an amazing thing. You know what he says? If you live in Chutz Lartz, what can't you do? You can't do Mitzvah Spluyas Baharitz. This is what the Rashbam writes in Baba Basra. Why is it usher to leave Eretz Yisrael? Mitzvah Spluyas Baharitz. You're not allowed to do something to get you out of what? Of mitzvahs? Mitzvahs Spluyas Baharitz. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael. You can't do Trumas and Maestros anymore. That's exactly what the Tosfos Rid says. We find the master for selling his Evek Nini. He can't do Trumas and Maestros anymore. Right? Or like Tosfos, he's going to be hanging around with non-Jews. Who knows what's going to happen to him? He won't be involved with Torah and Mitzvahs. So these are two new svaras why it would be usher to leave. I, despite the fact that there's no mitzvah to live there, according to these shittas, maybe, it's still usher. Still usher. One section more, okay? Oh. Now, the question is, why do they ignore this? Why does Tosfos and Daf Beis and the Tosfos Rid ignore the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz? So what would you say to that? I can tell you two Hesberim. What are the two Hesberim? Number one, very easily, like we said, maybe they hold us no mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. Maybe Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid hold us no mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz at all. There is another Tosfos and Shas in Ksubis on Daf Kufyud Beisim and Beis that says that there's no mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael anymore. Why not? Why there's no mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael anymore? Because we don't know how to do trumas and maestros when we get there. So there's no such mitzvah. Oh, thanks, yes. There's no such mitzvah. Okay? And he also says because of sakanas drachim. It's an amazing thing. The Tosfos says there's no such mitzvah nowadays. It's on Kuf. I'm sorry, Kuf Yudam Beis. Hu Omer Lalos Kule. Eino Noig Bismanazeh Dika Sakanis Drachim. It's dangerous to get there from Europe. So Tosfos says no mitzvah. Then Tosfos continues. Vahaya Omer Rabbeinu Chaim the Achshav Eino Mitzvah Lador Beretz Yisrael. There's no mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Ki Yesh Kama Mitzvah Spluyas Baretz the Kama Onshin. There's many punishments. We don't know how to fulfill them. Can you imagine that? So, please get down. According to the Tois and the Tosfos Rid, could very well be, they dug up new reasons why you can't sell that to Kanani, either because why? He's going to get defiled, or because he can't do Trumas and Maestros, but there is no mitzvah to live there. And that's backed up by this Tois and Ksubis that we're pointing out on Kuf Yudam Beis. Now, I want to note to you, there's a Maharit who claims that a Talmud Torah wrote this Tosfos. He says the whole Tosfos is a misprint. That's what he writes. The Maharit writes that Tosfos is a misprint, that a Talmud Torah wrote up the Tosfos. But if you take the Tosfos at first glance, it's very clear that there is no mitzvah. Okay? Now, there is another possibility. What's the other possibility we could suggest? Despite the fact there's no mitzvah to live there, maybe they hold there's a mitzvah to live there, Tosfos Rid. But what? Maybe they hold that avadim, there's no mitzvah. By women and avadim, there's no mitzvah. So that's why I want you to get the two possibilities. You don't have to say categorically they deny there's a mitzvah to live there. They deny it for avadim and nashim. It's another possibility to be Masber the Tosfos and the Tosfos Rid. Okay. But the truth of the matter is, Lamaisa, it's interesting. Okay? Let's think to ourselves now. Okay? Seth, read the Gemara's answer now. Go ahead. So when you sell the Evek Kenani to Surya, what's the story? Go ahead. Let's think to ourselves now on the answer. Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. So what does it say in the Mishnah? It says, Remeir says, Akos Likasol, for Gittin, yes, for Avadim, no. That means for Avadim, it's like what? Chutzlarts. How much more so Surya, which is very far away, right? So let me ask you the following question. Okay? Let's plug it in now. What is the Gemara Paskin? If you sell your Eved Kenani to Surya, what's the din? Yatzel what? Yatzel Cheres. Why? So according to Tosfos, we understand on that base because he's going to get what? He might be defiled, right? But if you say it's your mafkia from mitzvahs, what's the answer? Again, what's the psak? The psak is that what? That if you sell him to Surya, he goes free. So you can plug it in the following. There's no mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz in Surya, right? That's why he goes free. You're mafkiyim for the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. Number one, that's according to the Ramban. That's very easy. According to those shittas who say there's no mitzvah, perhaps, why is it usher? Because why he might get defiled, right? Now what about according to the svar of mitzvah police barats? Why is that problematic? Because what does the Gemara say in the bottom in the Brisa? We didn't get to it yet, but it says you're chayim in Trumas and Maestras. So he's still chayim in Surya. So what's the pshat? Why is he yatzel l'cheiris? It's very difficult, l'maisa. Very difficult. What's the pshat, l'maisa? You're still chayiv. Kibush yachad shmei kibush. And the truth of the matter is, even if you hold that there's mitzvah yishuv aretz, is there a mitzvah yishuv aretz in Surya? What does the price say on the bottom? Yes, there is. It's like buying in the suburbs of what? Of Yushalayim, the Gemara says. We didn't get up to it yet. The Gemara's going to say. So what I'm saying is that the only reason that seems to be mistaber is Chayshin and Shema Yitva, that he's going to be defiled. If it's Yishuv Aretz, L'chura Yoyotza Yishuv Aretz in Surya. If it's because of Mitzvah Aretz, there is Shumas and Maitris. So why is it on earth is a Yotza L'chairis? What's the pshat in the Pesach of the Gemara, Seth? That's a difficulty. So you must say as follows. You have to say like this. I want you to get this. You must say that despite the fact that Yotza Yishuv Aretz, it's still not the same. Why? Because what is the dirt of Surya? The dirt of Surya is what? It's Tomei. It's not like the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. So no matter how you slice it, it's not considered to be full-fledged Yishuv Aretz like living in Eretz Yisrael. You must say like that. Okay? In fact, the Me'iri is Masbir in Ksubis. What is the Hagdara of living in Eretz Yisrael? What's the nature of the mitzvah? You know what the nature of the mitzvah is? Is you're around Talmidei Chachamim, you're Eschet, they're Tzadikim, Talmidei Chachamim. In Chutzlartz, you don't have that level. And we all know that even in this day and age, 2009. It's not the same. You can feel the airspace of Eretz Yisrael. It's Mashma from Rashi and Ksubis. I gave you a Kuf Yud Aleph from an Aleph like that as well. Rashi says, why is it usher to leave Bavel? The Gemara says, usher to leave Bavel to go to what? Europe. Bavel Bisman or Gemara. Not now. Why? Because there are yeshivas in Bavel. Why is it usher to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzlartz? Because there are yeshivas. Tam Necham Yer Shamayim. You have to surround yourself with Makam Torah. Have a Goyle of Makam Torah. The Mishnah says in Ovis. Lefizeh. Maybe you can embellish that and say, that's taka why it's usher. In other words, despite the fact you might be miyot to Yishuv Aretz, it's offer is Tomei, and the bottom line is it's not like Eretz Yisrael Mamish, because it doesn't have that madrege of Tomei Chachamim of Yerushalayim. And the truth of the matter is that if you say like this, Lamaisa, I think you have to give that answer also for this. Okay, you Yotzu and Chumas and Maestros. But the bottom line, it's not the same. It's offer is Tomei, and it's not the same level. So this is what I want you to get out of this Gemara. We paskin that he's Yotzu L'Cheres. You got to ask yourself, why? So if it's because he didn't get defiled, okay, good. We find him, goes free. If it's because of Yishuv Aretz, aren't you Yosef Yishuv Aretz in Surya? You are, but not completely. Because it's not the same airspace of Talmidei Chacham. It's offer is Tomei. Are you still chayav Trumas and Maestros? Yes. That's the reason why it's also to leave. But I'm still chayav, so what's the problem? Because it's not the same. It's not the same Madrega. The offer is Tomei. It doesn't... It's not the same. I grant you, it's not exactly a perfect svara, but you have to say something along these lines. Otherwise, you break your head to say, why is he nuts l'chayrus? You have to say it's not the same, which it isn't the same. The offer is tamei. It's not the same state. Okay, now the Avnezer writes in the Tshuvas, in Yordaya, in Simon Tufnun, Dalet, Sifkot, Lamed Gimel, that there really are three elements in Yishuv Haaretz. What are the three elements?
Number one, simply to live there, the Yeshavtem Ba. Number two is mitzvahs, tzluyos, Haaretz. That's number two.
And number three, he says there's a third element, and that is the mitzvah to live in a makom kadosh, v'kadosh l'shchina. And Surya doesn't have three.
Surya doesn't have three. Makom kadosh. Makom kadosh v'shchina. Okay?
So Surya doesn't have three. So that's the bottom line, what you're going to have to say if you don't hold like Tysus of the notion of being defiled. And the Meiri actually says that even according to the Man Domer Yochid, Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, they captured it before Eretz Yisrael, so it's lacking in its Kedusha. That's why it's usher to sell. Himamish says that. Even if you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, the Meiri says, it's still lacking in the Kedusha. It's not full-fledged Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Because full-fledged Eretz Yisrael, which we don't have time to get to it today, about Kibush Yochid is that when the Rabbim was Kodesh, there's a big machlokes tanoim in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf Aleph and Gittin Daf Nun Zayin. If a single individual captures something, is that called Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or not? We happen to pasuk and Ram says la, but our Gemara in the bottom mentions Shmei Kibush, and we have to define exactly what that means. I don't know if we have time today to get to it, but that's the shaila of Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. Okay, so he says even if you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, the Meir says you're still lacking the kedusha. So this is the upshot of the Gemara we want to say. This is the Chiddush. You got three svaras. You either got Yishuv Haaretz, you got Mitzvahs Tluyos Haaretz, and you have what else? And you have what? The notion of being what? Of being defiled, Lamaisa, as to the reasons why it would be usher to leave. If you think about it all, though, defiled, I hear. Yishuv Haaretz, you still have in Syria. Mitzvahs Tluyos Haaretz, you still have. The bottom line is, though, you don't have this third element. It's not a makom kadosh shchina, it's not a makom tamid chamin, and that is the bottom line reason you're going to have to say according to what? According to the reason Yishuv Haaretz and Mitzvahs Tluyos Haaretz. Still not the same. And the Meiri speaks that out by saying, even if you hold Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, you're still lacking the Kedusha. Oh. Now this halacha of Otzer, that it's Otzer to leave Eretz Yisrael, to go to Chutz La'aretz, there are three exceptions. Let's get them. The three exceptions are, if you want to marry a woman, if you want to learn Torah, you're allowed to leave and go to Chutz La'aretz, and if you want for business purposes, for parnassah. Those are the three exceptions, okay? But, Tosfos writes in the Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel that you need almanas lachzor. You have to have a condition of coming back. And Tosfos expands this to any mitzvah, not just to those three. Kol mitzvah. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chol Hamoed writes, even if you're going to visit a friend, Rias Pnei Chaveru is enough of a mitzvah. You're allowed to leave your tzol to go back, on condition of going back. Now, one of my rebbeim, Rav Serebnik Shlifit, who's a rebbe in Machon Lev, he was a rebbe in Shalbim many years ago, it's a great going. He wanted the medayik from Rashi later on in Ayin Aleph and Beis that the Isser is only for B'nai Eretz Yisrael. It's also for B'nai Eretz Yisrael to leave. But it would not apply to a Ben Chutz La'aretz that's going to visit. It's a Chiddush, he wants to say. Because you could just say Rashi was just being Masber that Gemara over there when they were in Malabit. But that's what his Chiddush is, that the Isser is only limited B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And again, there are three reasons for it. Either it's Osir because you're leaving Yishuv Haaretz, Mafkia Yishuv Haaretz. Either two, your Mafkia Mitzvah Tluyos Haaretz, or three, let's just get that down. The Kohanim, the Vilna Gaon says, the Yushalmi says, it's really only the Kohanim. Kohanim are usher to leave, but Yisraelim leaving can go. Because there's two merits Amen, which we'll get to in that next Sugya next week, Biz Hashem. The Shvus Yaakov writes, it's usher for a Kohen to live in Chutz La'aretz. Mark, you're a Kohen? Who's a Kohen? Evan, you're a Kohen. So the Shach, Mike, okay. The Shach writes it's okay. So you rely on the Shach. Okay? At least now, until you make Aliyah, you can say that you what? You relied on the Shach. Okay. Very good. Let's see the Tosfos now. Okay? Let's see Tosfos. Now this Tosfos, a hard Tosfos, very hard. Okay? Sometimes we always say the smallest Tosfos are sometimes the hardest. Let's see the small Tosfos there. Okay? Go ahead. Oh. Okay, stop there for a moment. What's Tosfos bothered by whenever you have Ein Lomar? What is Tosfos bothered by? Tosfos is bothered by the following. Why did the Gemara present the Shiloh about an Evid, Kenaini, that you're selling to Surya? Why doesn't it present the Shiloh about a Get? The Gemara should have presented the Shiloh by a Get, Lamaisa. What happens if a guy brings a Get from Surya? What's the din? Is it like Eretz Yisrael or is it like Chutzlarts? Why did the Gemara present the Shiloh by Evid? That's what Tosfos was bothered by. Okay? This is what the Maharam is masber the Tosfos. That's what he was bothered by. He was very bothered by this Shiloh. Now, let me ask you a question. Was anyone really troubled by this din? Because what did the Braisa say in the very bottom? Three things that Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, three things like Chutz La'aretz. What is one of the three things that's like Chutz La'aretz? Amoicher Avdo. What? Litzuria is what? It's Kamocher B'Chutz La'aretz. I mean, what's going on here? The Talmidim asked the Shiloh to Reb Chiya Bar Abba, and he gives an answer. What was his answer, Alan? From the Mishnah. It's a deal from the Mishnah. Ribbono Shel Olam. The Braisa says it black and white on the bottom. Right? It's a very difficult point. The price on the bottom says explicitly. He's standing on his head and making a deal in the Mishnah. That Akko is only for getting, is there itself for getting. Right? But for Avadim not, how much more Sasuri, which is farther away? The price says it black and white. Right? And when did you see the Gemara Talmud Beis? Right? It's a very, very difficult problem. So, the Yisabracha writes, you have to say that the Talmidim and Rav Chiya Barashi did not know the Braisa. You must say like that. They did not know the Braisa. Rav Chiya Barabba, rather. That's what you have to say. There's no other answer for it. You never say, Amoraim don't know Mishnayis. The Amoraim, we assume, knew all Mishnayis. But maybe a Braisa they didn't know. That's what you have to say here. Because the Braisa says black on white, Beferish. Now, granted, he got it right. The Psak was right, that he said it was like Chutz La'aretz for Avadim. But what did he have to stand on his head and say, like a deal for the Mishnah? It's an explicit Braisa. So you have to say, you follow me, Elon? They didn't know the Braisa. Okay. Now, Tosfos' kasha was, why was the Gemara presented the Shiloh by what? By Avadim, not by Gittin. That was Tosfos' kasha. Now, let me ask you the following. Seth, the Shiloh was what? If you sell your Evid Kenaini to Surya, right? Is that like Chutz La'aretz or not? What do you think is the premise by Get? What is your premise by Get? Do you think Surya is like Eretz Yisrael or like Chutz La'aretz? What do you think? Again, I'm posing the Shiloh. Is Surya, now Surya, last time we looked on the map, right, it is Syria. It's like northern Syria. Surya is like northern Syria on what we have. That's Chutz La'aretz, not Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. For Avadim. What does that imply? That forget it's certainly what? Certainly Chutz La'aretz. Please get that down. That's what the Maharam writes. The premise of the Shiloh is... The premise of the Shiloh is, if the Shiloh is being posed only by an Evid Kenaini, only by Avadim, the premise is that by get it's certainly Chutz La'aretz. We're just posing the Shiloh. Maybe by Avadim it's considered to be like Eretz Yisrael. Okay? That was the premise of the Shiloh. Seth, go ahead. Deem Cain. Oh, now what's Reb Chiya Bar Abba's answer? What was Reb Chiya Bar Abba's answer?
What was his psak?
Excellent. His psak was that what? That for Gittin, Surya is what? At least Akko is Eretz Yisrael for Gittin, but for Avadim not, Mistama Surya would be the same. That Surya for Get would be Eretz Yisrael, and for Avadim it's not. That's Rapsa Nigra. That's an Aramaic expression. That's like topsy-turvy. Your premise in the Shaila was that for Get, Surya was what? It was Chutzlarts. But Avadim, we don't know. Maybe it is Eretz Yisrael. Now you turn around in the answer and you tell me that for Get, Surya will be Eretz Yisrael because it's going to be like Akko, right? But for Avadim, it's not. That's crazy. We never have that in Shas. You have a certain premise in the Shaila, and then in the Psak, the premise turns around, and it's pum fakert. That's the Pshat in Tosfos. That's what he means. Nachamo, Seth, you want to read the whole Tosfos again, please? You're doing a great job. Amokar Avda, go ahead, again. Don't tell me that the Shaila only was by Evid. And by Get, it was Pashut that what? To have it what? Excellent. Go ahead. Even though the Brisa says that Beferish on the bottom, go ahead. And the Shaila was only by Evid. The Shaila only was by Evid because Tosfos says the Imkain. Go ahead. Excellent. That means the premise in the Shaila is pum fakir. Fucha means pum fakir of what was pushed to Reb Chiya Bar Abba. And that can't be. And therefore, what Tosso says, the Shaila was what, Chaim? Not just by Evid, but also by Get. The Gemara only wrote down Evid, but it was Lav Dafka. The Shaila was also by Get as well. And he happens to only answer one of them. He answers by Evid. But the din is by Get also, it's considered to be Chutz Lartz. This is the Pshat in the Tosfos. I broke my head on this Tosfos. Very hard Tosfos. But that's what the Maharam, without the Maharam, I don't think I would have gotten it. That's what the Maharam saying Pshat is. Okay, you have it's true too. The Gemara never has extremes where in the Shaila you have one premise, and in the answer the premise is completely a 360. The Gemara never has like that. And therefore the Shaila of the Gemara was not just by Avadim, but also by Get, and the answer is by Avadim, but also the same din is by Get as well. Same halacha as by Get as well. This is the pshat the Maharam wants to say pshat in Tosfos. Klor? Seth, you got it? Very good. This is the pshat in the Tosfos. All right. Very good. Vite, a little bit more, a few more. Let's just begin the next. So that's the psak. Let's just begin the small shtick. We got to go to Chumash. Just two more minutes, okay? Go ahead, Seth. We'll leave it. We'll start on Sunday. I want to just add a few more points, then we'll go to Chumash. Okay, before we go Vayta to Gemara. Do you guys recall that we had the Tosin Gittin on Daf Beis, fellows that were from the first semester? What did Tosfos postulate there? That Akko was what? According to Rabbeinu Tam, Achleis Rabbeinu Tam Nuri was what? Half in Eretz Yisrael, half in Chutz Lartz. Excellent. The Rish said no. The Rish said if you bring a Evid or a Get from Yerushalayim or Tel Aviv to the Eretz Yisrael side, what was the Rish's whole theory? It's all an issue of being around Talmidei Chachamim. Excellent. Torah centers. There's a big machlokes Rabbeinu Tam in the Rish. So let's just plug that in and then we'll go to Chumash. How would you learn the Shaila Lafi Rabbeinu Tam and Lafi the Rish? The Shaila that you read, Seth. You sold your Evid. What's the din? So I want you to get this, Lamaisa. The suffix would be as follows. It's very, very interesting, okay? The suffix would be, according to Taisa Rosh, is Surya like Eretz Yisrael because of Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush? Or is it like Chutz Laretz that they were gozer on the dirt that it should be Tomei? And the Gemara's raya is that Akko is half in Eretz Yisrael. Despite that, when you sell your Eved to the Eretz Yisrael side, you're still Yotze L'Cheres. Because as Yossi said, there's no Torah center there. We're afraid it might get defiled. So I'm much more sure Surya. So why don't you just get down? How would Tosfos learn the Shiloh? One possibility that Surya is like Eretz Yisrael because Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. The other possibility that it's like Chutz La'aretz is because why? Is because it's Ofer is Tameh. The Gemara answers, I don't care. Even if you sold him to the Eretz Yisrael side of Akko, he still would go free according to the Ri. Because there's no Torah center. How much more so Suri, which is farther away? That's the way the Tosis would learn. Okay? That's the way the Tosis would learn. Now, Seth, want to read that Rashi for me, please? La'avadim lo. Excellent. What does that imply? What do you think that means? Amazing. What does Rashi hold Akko is? None of it is in Eretz Yisrael. All of it is in Chutz La'aretz. He's chaylik antisis. Let's get that down. Rashi says all of it is in Chutz La'aretz. He doesn't buy that half and half theory. It's clear from the Rashi. It's clear from the Rashi, Lamaisa. So if that's the case, what's the raya from Akko? Akko's Chutz La'aretz, right? Akko's Chutz La'aretz, but Surya might be Eretz Yisrael because Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. What does the Gemara? Gemara proves Akko, Kosha can't Surya. What do you mean? Surya is better than Akko. Surya is Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. According to Rashi, Akko's outside of Eretz Yisrael. How do you read the Gemara according to Rashi? What are you proving? The Gemara proves from Akko, Kosha can't Surya. Surya is Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. Akko, according to Rashi, is not in Eretz Yisrael. So you must say like this, says Shmuel Razovsky. I want you to get this. He says, beautiful pshat. He says, this shaila, and I think we hinted at this in the beginning of the year. This shaila, according to Rashi, this before the two dots, is according to the Ma'an Amar Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush. Lav Shmei Kibush. This shaila is according to Ma'an Amar Lav Shmei Kibush. And it's sad to say that it's like Eretz Yisrael, because Midrabbanan, it's Chayv and Trumas and Maisers. And the answer is Akko's Chayv and Trumas and Maisers Midrabbanan, because the Ole Mitzrayim once captured it, even though the Ole Bavel did not. So too Bizman Hazeh. Even though it's Chutz La'aretz, but Midrabbanan and Chayv and Trumas and Maisers, so Lamaisa, it's considered to be Chutz La'aretz and Linin Avadim. How much more so Legabit Surya? Only Legabit Trumas and Maisers are you Chayv Midrabbanan. That's what Rashi would learn. So Nachamo. The whole Shaila is according to Rashi, is the whole Kibush Yochim Lav Shmei Kibush. So it's Lav Shmei Kibush. It's Chutz La'aretz. What's the sad to say it's like Eretz Yisrael? Because at least Midrabbanan your Chayv and Trumas and Maisers. If Midrabbanan your Chayv and Trumas and Maisers, maybe you should treat it like Eretz Yisrael. Gemara's answer is no. Despite the fact your Chayv and Trumas and Maisers Midrabbanan for Avadim, it's Chutz La'aretz. If Akko's Chutz La'aretz, how much more so Suri is as well. So that's how you plug in the Shaila, Lefi what? Lefi Rashi and Lefi the Rabbeinu, Lefi Rashi and Lefi Tosos in the Sugi. Okay? But it's very interesting, this Rashi. You were making you'd see other Rashi, which we'll get to on Sunday, but this Rashi is fascinating. I didn't notice it. All of Akko's and Chutz La'aretz. Despite that, though, it still might be Eretz Yisrael. Because of what? Because of Chayv and Trumas Maisers Midrabbanan. Okay. All right. We'll pick it up more on Sunday. Let's go to Chumash. Okay.
Can we say Akko's coming in the Gemara? Akko's coming in the Chutz La'aretz.
Okay, let's get to Chumash. Let's go to Chumash, okay? All right. Parshas Yisro is very fascinating. Why? Because we have the Aseres HaDibros, which are quite important, we all know.